from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. Later this month, an unusual public art exhibit will be opening on Alcatraz. It's expected to draw a record number of visitors to the island during a seven-month run. But the artist behind the exhibit, Ai Weiwei, will not be attending. That's because the Chinese dissident and contemporary artist is barred from leaving the country. Ai Weiwei is perhaps best known for his work on the elaborate Bird's Nest Stadium at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. This installation on Alcatraz touches on global themes of freedom and human rights, using everything from Legos to teapots to bamboo. KQED's Mina Kim is covering the exhibit and recently went to Alcatraz as the works were being installed. And Mina, tell us a little bit more about what this exhibit is all about.
Well, Ai Weiwei himself was imprisoned for 81 days in 2011 on charges of tax evasion, but many of his supporters believe it was more because of his extensive investigation into the government's construction of schools that collapsed during the 2008 Sichuan earthquake. So Ai Weiwei told KQED that this exhibit reflects thoughts he had while he was detained about confinement, the struggle for freedom. He himself remains under a form of confinement. Chinese authorities have had his passport since 2011, and he's under constant surveillance.
Well, so now that you say that, it's not hard to see how a site like Alcatraz, a former federal prison, would be an appropriate site to bring his ideas and experiences to life.
Right. Cheryl Haynes, the curator of the exhibit, she runs a San Francisco arts group called Foresight. She was the one who approached Ai Weiwei with the idea a few months after his release. Here's what she had to say about what made Alcatraz so compelling to him.
Because of its history, there's so many layers of information here, not just the time it was a federal penitentiary, but also the fact it was a place of detainment. There were some prisoners of conscience here, and it was a place of protest during the Native American occupation.
In fact, one of the seven new works in the exhibit is a series of 176 portraits of so-called prisoners of conscience, and they're made from Legos. And they cover the floor of a building where Alcatraz inmates once did laundry. The building also has a dragon kite suspended overhead with segments that feature emblems from countries that have been implicated in human rights abuses. Now, this laundry building is typically closed off to the public, but it will be open for the exhibition. And I gotta say, making those areas safe for the public to walk through was one of the many challenges of mounting an exhibit of this scale on Alcatraz. The National Park Service also had to make sure they weren't creating any thorny issues for the U.S. by hosting one of the most vocal critics of China's government on federal land. Greg Moore, head of the Golden Gate National Parks Conservancy, summarizes other challenges really well.
Getting things out there, the lack of water in sight, the generated and electrical power, it's almost like the opposite of a museum.
Also, the island is a seabird habitat, and it's nesting season right now, so installers have had to be very quiet. They've had to avoid using bright lights. They work almost exclusively during the day for fear that if they disturb the birds, they might abandon their young.
Well, speaking of challenges, one of the biggest one, it seems to me, might be how was Ai Weiwei even able to design this exhibit without going to Alcatraz himself?
Curator Cheryl Haynes actually says she traveled to Beijing at least six times. She brought him blueprints of the dimensions of the space, films, and she tried to describe what it was like to be in the spaces where his artworks would be, sort of help him feel the bleakness, the dampness, the peeling paint.
So we said at the beginning here the exhibit runs for 7 months. Do people need tickets to go to this exhibit?
The exhibit runs through April 26th, and though that feels like a long time, those ferries do fill up really quickly, and you often have to book tickets way in advance. So people should actually buy their tickets soon, but there's no extra cost to see the exhibit. The $30 you would normally pay for the Alcatraz tour includes it. So if you're one of the locals like me who had never been to Alcatraz before I started reporting this story, this is actually a really unique opportunity.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with us about it.
You're welcome, Tara.
That's KQED's Mina Kim. You'll find photos of some of the artworks at kqed.org/arts. And I'm Tara Seiler. More news online at kqednews.org.